It was 71 years ago today, U.S. Marines landed on the island of Iwo Jima. It was the first day of an intense 36-day battle, one of the major turning points in World War II. Today at the State House in Boston, there was a ceremony held to honor those who fought and those who died. Ninety-one-year-old Larry Kirby of Manchester-by-the-Sea was one of the 110,000 Marines who took part in the battle. Today, he remembered those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Close to 7,000 Marines were killed on Iwo Jima, and 22 of those Marines were my very, very close friends. I visit them every day in my mind. I look at their faces, I see each face one after another, and I hear his voice, I listen to him laugh, and I think of something unique in his face. It's like swiping photographs on your iPad, all 22 of them. And I see Billy Jordan, who had a mole right under his left eye, a little tiny one. And then I see my friend Dwayne Cook, whose face was a mass of freckles. And Lou Holcomb. Earlier, a mortar had exploded and the concussion slammed Lou to the deck, and his mouth slammed against the bolt cover of his M1, and he knocked a piece of his tooth out. When I see Lou in my mind, I see that chipped tooth grin, and I will never forget them. When a young man is killed in an automobile crash, we say that he lost his life. When a young man is killed in combat, we say that he gave his life. It's just a different verb, but the difference is tremendous. Because the boy in the car, when he crawled out of bed that morning, he had no idea what was waiting for him. But the young boys that I knew and that we served with, when they climbed down the cargo net and got into that landing craft to go to the beach, they knew there was a very good chance that they would die, and they still did it. They willingly gave it. And I think of what they gave. They gave, for example, that excitement that you get the first day that you go to college or start a new career. They gave up that unbelievable feeling of happiness to a young man when he falls in love. And they gave up that marvelous, giddy excitement you have when you dance with your bride at your wedding. And then I realized that they gave up that wonderful feeling of wonder when you hold in your arms your newborn child. All those young boys didn't just die. They gave their lives. I'm almost 92 years old, and they're still 18, 19, or 20. And that broad span of time is filled with the years they never lived. And those years make up the lives that they gave to you and to me so that we can live our lives in freedom. And I will forever be in their debt. Thank you.
Iwo Jima veteran Larry Kirby of Manchester-by-the-Sea. He spoke this morning at the annual Iwo Jima commemoration ceremony at the State House. It was organized by the Marine Corps League Metro West Detachment, 1037.